This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado has a critical shortage of child care spots. State Representative Junie Joseph says there's a large population of people who want to become child care providers, but they are Spanish speakers. She's sponsoring a bill that requires the state to provide licensing information and paperwork in both English and Spanish.
This bill will help increase the number of safe, quality child care spots available across the state.
The bill cleared its first committee Thursday and now heads to a House Appropriations Committee. Meteorologists predict up to 10 inches of snow in parts of the state, including the foothills and the I-70 mountain corridor. This may make travel from the Front Range to the mountains difficult Saturday. However, the mountains themselves will not see much new snow.
Not a great combo for the skiers, but we'll always take the water when we can get it here in the lower elevations during the winter.
That's Zach Hyrus with the National Weather Service in Boulder. He says next week's weather will be quiet with no significant storms. The man who bought a gun to a crowded Lodo street and sparked Denver police to fire into a bunch of innocent bystanders was sentenced to prison this week. Jordan Waddy was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months on a weapons violation. He was walking through lower downtown with a gun in July 2022 when police spotted him with the weapon. They eventually shot at him, firing into a crowd. One officer injured six people in that shooting, and he too was charged. In Colorado Springs, overnight, snow will begin to increase with a low around 21 degrees. Tomorrow, snow again with a high in the low 30s. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.